Okay, good morning. Welcome to the Changing Children and Families Social Work event. I'm Mark Smith, for anybody who doesn't know me. I'm what's called the Principal Investigator on the ESRC project that we got funding for to conduct this project. I'll talk a wee bit more about the project as I go along. So I'm going to be chairing this morning and speaking, so I'll be introducing myself after this introductory session. So I'm going to talk a wee bit about the Changing Children and Families Social Work project. And I want to start by locating it with some ideas about research and about knowledge. And in the past, perhaps to about 10 years ago, maybe even less, the idea of universities is that academics conducted research, and that research was very often abstract and divorced from practice. And they would conduct this research, it would become expert knowledge, it would be transmitted to about four other experts in academic journals. And really, it didn't get down into practice, it didn't necessarily have much of an impact on practice at all. And I think people rightly thought this isn't the best use of knowledge. And for a while we introduced, or universities came up with the idea of knowledge transfer, the idea being that academics actually transferred their expert knowledge to practitioners. But there's a problem with that, a conceptual problem with that, I think, in the sense that it assumes that the expert knowledge lies with academics, or the knowledge lies at a sort of expert abstract level. And that didn't hang around for too long, the term knowledge transfer. The current term is knowledge exchange, and I think that more accurately reflects the idea of practitioners and academics working together. It also assumes that knowledge exists in different sites, that it exists in the heads of practitioners and in the communities of practice of practitioners, as well as in books and in academic expert knowledge. So the idea of knowledge exchange is that we actually exchange that academic knowledge and the practitioner knowledge and reconstruct knowledge, or co-construct a different type of knowledge from that exchange. And the next stage in the process really is the idea of knowledge mobilisation. It's how you get that knowledge into practice. And I think traditionally we assumed that people got knowledge into practice through training events. So people would be sent on training events, usually delivered by a supposed expert, and the idea was that that knowledge would cascade down from the event into to other practitioners and into practice. The evidence for that kind of cascading isn't strong. It tends not to work. And people will know that they go along to events sometimes, think that was good or that wasn't so good, but actually after a wee while they've forgotten all about it and it doesn't actually have too much impact on practice. So the idea of knowledge mobilisation is that we take a more conscious sort of approach to how we get knowledge into practice. So a wee bit historically, this project has its roots in a previous project. It's a fairly dense slide there, but basically the idea of knowledge exchange has become big business in government and in universities, that universities and government are interested in the idea and are funding it through knowledge exchange opportunity schemes. The first time that we got involved was back in 2009, when there was a call for knowledge exchange bids, and we got together with six local authorities surrounding the university and came up with the idea of putting in a bid. And we put it in around the idea of working with involuntary clients. The idea came from the representatives of the local authorities and ourselves. And we came up with it, I think, because Changing Lives at the time was saying that a big part of the agenda is user and carer involvement. But how do you work with clients who actually don't necessarily want to be involved in social work? How do you work with involuntary clients? So that's why we plumped for that scheme, that theme. We got a grant of £100,000. £80,000 came from the ESRC. The local authorities involved had to cough up the remaining £20,000, and they did that in proportion to the relative sort of size. In the first case they didn't. I think everybody chipped in about £3,000. And the project was run by Heather Wilkinson at the Centre for Research in Families and Relationships and myself with a number of other academic colleagues. We had a researcher, Michael Gallagher, who held some of the project together in the same way as Rhoda McCrea is for this project. Okay, the aims were twofold, and one was to look at the theme of how social workers work with involuntary clients, but the second aspect was actually to explore the whole process of knowledge exchange, what worked in terms of academics and practitioners working together. So that there was a sort of twin-track approach. The DSRC and the funders were interested as much in what worked in knowledge exchange as they were in the actual theme. So what we did a scoping review of existing research. Michael prepared these literature reviews. They're available on the social work website. Rhoda has done something similar for this project, and that's available in your pack. The idea was to bring the literature together in ways that were accessible to practitioners. We had a number of knowledge exchange sharing seminars. Again, the idea of traditional research is very often that we go and conduct one-to-one interviews or perhaps focus groups. But what we did for this project was we brought people together in knowledge exchange events and gave some introductory talks and got people together and said, OK, what works for you in working with involuntary clients? And we recorded those discussions. So what we were trying to do was to capture what practitioners on the ground felt worked in working with involuntary clients. And we completed 6 practitioner research projects around a variety of themes, but all around the general theme of working with involuntary clients. And we set out with 7, 6 completed. And again, we have a very good completion rate from this project. I think everybody who set off to do a practitioner research project actually completed. And the production of a good practice guide, again, which is available on the website, a wee booklet, which I think is very good, that Michael produced. And it's just highlight points, key points about what works in working with involuntary clients. It's dead accessible, but it's actually grounded in the literature as well. I should have brought a wee copy along, but you can get an electronic copy on that website. So the findings were not rocket science at all. In some ways, they appear fairly banal. Relationships are central to both good social work practice and to knowledge exchange. It hardly needed a research project to tell you that, but The key elements of these relationships included the establishment of trust, a sense of credibility and a sense of timeliness and a meaningfulness to participants. It also actually involved sort of pressing the flesh. In the early stages of that project, people were sort of backsliding a wee bit, and it involved us getting in touch. We found that we couldn't actually do things just by email, just by electronic systems such as clouds or wikis or whatever else. A number of things got in the way of that. So we needed to actually make that face-to-face contact with practitioners to establish the credibility, to establish the relationship. So whilst it wasn't rocket science, actually, the project concluded at probably a very important time, in the sense that it concluded round about the same time as the Monroe Review on Child Protection was coming out. And we were saying very similar things. We were saying that there's a need to move towards a more relationally based, strengths-based way of working. So one of the things that academics are interested in is outputs. And we had a number of outputs from this project, but the difference between this and other academic journals is that 3 of the 6 journal articles we produced were actually co-written by practitioners. So we drew upon some of the themes and some of the data that was coming from the practitioner research projects to write academic articles. So I don't know if anybody in the room was actually named on them, but a number of Edinburgh practitioners and East Lothian practitioners were actually named on some of these journal articles. 2 of the practitioners took it upon themselves to write a piece for Community Care, and I've put book in brackets there because the book by Audrey Tate and Helen Wosu on working with children and families, or I can't remember the title, I don't think owes to our project. It was underway anyway, but I think Helen would say that the confidence that being involved in the practitioner research project gave her allowed her to take forward the book project. We've presented at a number of seminars and conferences, Andy and myself, Marion, Sean, to the ADSW and internal university seminars. And one of the things that didn't directly come out of it, but it was running alongside the project, was the development of the Edinburgh Practice Panel, which I got involved in. And Andy, I think we'll talk a wee bit more about as when he comes up to speak. So following on largely from the Edinburgh Practice Panel, there was another call from the ESRC under the Knowledge Exchange Opportunities Scheme to come up with other ideas or further ideas for knowledge exchange work. So we put in a bid. This time it was Edinburgh as the sort of partner I was involved in through the through the practice panel, but I knew that East Lothian were working on similar ideas around moving towards a sort of more relationally based way of working. So Edinburgh and East Lothian became our partners in that bid, and we picked on the Munro theme, if you like, to sort of centre what we were doing. And Munro advocates the need to review and redesign the ways in which child and family social work is delivered, drawing on evidence of effectiveness of helping methods where appropriate and supporting practice that can implement evidence-based ways of working with children and families. So our idea was very much to say, okay, let's gather evidence from practitioners about what works in effective work with children and families. And we were given £48,000 from the SRC. Again, Edinburgh and East Lothian had to match fund some of that up to, I think it was probably 50%, some of which could be in kind. Okay. And we employed Rhoda McRae as the research fellow on the post, and Rhoda has really sort of pulled the project to this stage today. There were three strands to the bid that we put into the SRC, and colleagues will talk a wee bit about each of these strands now, but just to bring them together, the idea of critical reflection groups for practitioners, practitioner research strand again, and managers training, and the rationale for that, I'm sure Kate will speak about. Okay, so that's by means of introduction. I think that it's my task to introduce Andy now.